Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Andy Parker of Ask Andy joining us. Andy, happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, Joe.
It's, you know, I'm seeing a lot of negativity when it comes to tomorrow's forecast for the eclipse. What can you tell us where it stands at 10:10 this Sunday morning?
Yeah, I can tell you today would have been the best day for an eclipse. It would have been legendary looking at the skies around Western New York. But as I watch off to the west, Lake Michigan is where the edge of the clouds are now. They're going to continue to kind of move through the Great Lakes. And unfortunately, tonight, those clouds come in and they'll be with us in the morning hours of Monday. And the good news is that they're moving quicker every 12 hours we look at it. And there's no way we're going to avoid the clouds. But will they be able to move out before the eclipse comes in? That's the hope right now. And it doesn't look very good. I think the total eclipse in Western New York could end up being a total bust for viewers. If you were hoping for those clear skies and to see all the features of the eclipse, like the diamond ring and Bailey's beads and the solar flares, we are not going to have those crystal clear skies. The question is, what kind of viewing experience will Western New Yorkers have? And the types of clouds that are coming in are associated with a warm front. So there will be some puffy clouds in the mid-levels. There'll still be some thin clouds at the high levels. So you have varying types of clouds in height in the atmosphere. There will be some gaps in those puffy clouds. And I think the best situation in Western New York is that we're hoping for a few holes, if you will, where you're going to at 3:18 to 3:22 during that important time of total solar eclipse. In spots in Western New York, maybe there'll be a few holes that some people will be able to peer through during that four-minute window. But conditions are not ideal. Joe, the next question I would imagine is, you were thinking, and this is the one that I've gotten, I've been inundated with. People say, well, where can I drive to go? What part of
you are reading my mind?
All of Western New York is going to be pretty much the same. It's not like you could say, well, go to Allegheny County and things will be significantly different. A lot of people were thinking, hey, I'll go east and maybe the Adirondacks and Syracuse and areas like that. That actually is not going to be the best way to go. If you were going to travel, if you said, Andy, I've got 3 hours, I'll go 3 hours, where would I go? Go west of Cleveland and try to catch it near Toledo. They're going to have a better shot of breaking out of the clouds before Buffalo, because it's moving from west to east. So if you were to invest 3 hours, don't go to the east, go to the west. That would be your best move. If you said, I've got 10 hours to invest. Now, there's a group of people I've been consulting with, the Buffalo Astronomical Association. These folks are eclipse hunters, like ridiculous. They are looking for the clearest skies they can get. They have an RV all their equipment. They're traveling right now. They're headed to Vermont and New Hampshire. That's how far you'd have to go if you're trying to outrun the clouds. And that's a long haul for people that are, and most folks are not willing to make that kind of commitment. But if you were to say, I really want to travel, I want to have the best chance, head over to near Toledo, Sandusky, Cedar Point. Not a terrible drive, but you got to figure there will be increased volume on the 90 to get there. So you don't want to just go and try to, you have to leave yourself enough time to get there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I ran into someone who was visiting us from Connecticut yesterday, and he was asking me the very question that I was about to ask you, and that is where, within reason, but obviously he wants to go east because he wants to head closer back home. I said, I'm not the person. I don't want to send you in the wrong direction.
Yeah, east is going to be tough. I think someone said, hey, what about Watertown? Should we go up there? If you're going to invest the drive, will things be better? Marginally. I would advise against going to Watertown because, number one, it's a long drive, and I don't think you're going to increase your viewing significantly. They're still going to have some clouds that direction. If you're going to invest some time, go west. That is that's the side. It's by Sandusky, Toledo, just to the west of Cleveland is where that arc goes, and they've got a better chance of having bigger holes in between their clouds. There, things should begin to clear out.
So, it's going to be cloudy here, but it's still going to be a cool experience, right? We're still going to see the temperature drop. We'll still hear crickets when it's completely dark. I mean, it will still be something to experience here in Western New York.
Yeah. So that said, if you're not going to go and hunt and you're going to stay here, I'm staying here. And what is our experience going to be like? So while we will not get that sunball that diminishes and then you can see all those neat features around it, you will still have the most eerie, darkening experience of your life. And I say this because we've all seen sunsets and how it gets darker at dusk, but it gets progressively dark over a number of hours. The darkness that will envelop Western New York will be something that arrives on such a rapid scale that it will absolutely be out of this world type of darkening. It's your sixth sense will say something's wrong. Something's very odd about this. And even with the clouds, you'll notice that the shadow that the moon casts is significant. It is a literal dark spot on the earth that goes over. The best thing I can liken it to is if you've ever been outside and it's a sunny day and there's no clouds and a plane flies between you and the sun. And for that instant, the sun disappears, and you immediately look up in the direction of the sun. It's like a sixth sense. You look up and you into what just happened, and you see the plane, and then your brain processes. You're like, okay, fine. But something disturbed the norm, and that's what this will do. It'll disturb the norm. You'll see it. The clouds will actually change into some unusual colors, unlike a sunset where you see a lot of brilliant oranges. It'll be a different color in the clouds. It'll be an odd, eerie, dark calm. And I say calm because our winds will be calm and the temperatures will be rather comfortable. I think we've got that going for us. Temperatures in the 50s without a breeze. At least it's not raining, Joe. I mean, we all know what 48 and rain feels like for the last few days. If we had that, it would not be as, I wouldn't even sugarcoat it. I'd say, you don't want to be out in that. But, 55, 58, a day like today, minus the sun, and no wind is a very experienceable type of weather condition to go outside during that time. And that's what we'll experience. Again, the best case scenario is that a few of these holes begin to develop and parts of Western New York will get to peek at it. But I'm not going to sit here and say we've got a great experience coming our way. It's just, it's not lining up. We miss it by about 6 hours on the backside of this, and today would have been gorgeous. Had that ugly weather system hung around for one more day, you know, and pushed this weather to tomorrow, we would have been the best spot in the nation. But as it turns out, we'll have to see how this goes. And then, you know, we could always just wait until 21:44.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know, 13 seconds, 6 hours, Andy, time is rarely on our side. But we are looking forward to our coverage tomorrow. I'm looking forward to talking with you, and we will hear from you tomorrow. If we want to see if anything is going to change, Andy, we can always text you weather to 503-ANDY.
That's correct. You send a text or go to the social media. We're flooding it with information on if you did want to take a drive, where to go, and what to expect in Western New York. All you've got to do is put in Andy Parker TV on any of your social outlets, wherever you find yourself. Otherwise, it's 503-2639. Send a text, type weather, you'll get something right back.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. Talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.